Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wa salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah, wa salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series The Path of Faith in the Beautiful Month of Ramadan. Inshallah, so in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the honor of a father. And yes, subhanAllah, Islam places much emphasis on it. Let's first recite Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the beautiful hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together Salawat ala Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers, serving one's parents is a great blessing. Yet some of us do not serve them and miss out on the blessings that comes with us, failing to understand how great these personalities are. We often hear about mothers and how their prayers are like the breeze of paradise. Paradise lies beneath our mother's feet. That is true. And also, the mother's feet have been described as a threshold of paradise. Undeniably, nobody can be compared to a mother, and there is no substitute for her in this world. Yet, when it comes to serving, respecting, and honoring the father, the same level of attention is not given. Love for the father is not expressed as much, even though he holds a special and significant role in our lives. A man had four sons. When he fell ill, one of them presented an unusual proposal to his brothers. He said, "The three of you can take care of our father. You will earn immense reward, but because of this, do not take any share from his inheritance. Or, conversely, you can give me the responsibility of caring for him. I will serve him and I will not take any share of inheritance in return." What an unusual agreement. Who turns down the money nowadays? Yet that one brother knew the reward would come for serving his father. The three brothers responded, "What could be better than this? You take care of our father and do not take any share of the inheritance." And this agreement was settled, and the son served his father until the father passed away. The devoted son did not take any share of the inheritance, just as promised. What happened next? One night, he had a dream in which he heard a voice saying, "Go to such and such place. There you will find 100 gold coins. Take them." "Are there blessings in them?" he asked. And the voice said, "No." The following morning, he explained to his wife, "In my dream, I was told of a place where there will be 100 gold coins, and I did not take them as they have no blessings." And the wife said, "You are a strange man. First, you give up your inheritance and did not take a single share from it. Now, you are given gold coins. We are poor. You should have taken them." He replied, "No, I don't want wealth with no blessings in it." The following night, he was shown a place in his dream and was told that there are 10 gold coins at such and such place. "Go and take them." He asked again, "Are there blessings in them?" The reply was, "There is no blessings in them." That morning, he told his wife about his second dream. She exclaimed, "How strange. From 100 gold coins down to 10, you should have at least taken the 10. He assured her that if there are no blessings in them, I don't want them. On the third night, he was shown a place where there was only one gold coin, and he was told to take it. And he asked again the same question, "Are there blessings in it?" And he receives a reply that was in positive. "Yes, there is blessings in it." That morning, he went to the place he saw in his dream and brought the single gold coin back. used it to buy two fish for his family, thinking, if nothing else, at least I can give them a good meal. When he came home and they cut the fish, he found a pearl inside each one. As these were extremely rare and unique, he put them away for safekeeping. On that very day, the king of the land issued an order that he wanted a pearl of a specific color and type. The king's representatives visited all jewelers in the city, but nobody has the right pearl for them. Eventually, they learned that a man in a certain neighborhood found pearls inside a fish, the likes of which none had ever seen. Once they found him and saw them, they said, "This is exactly the kind of pearl the king wants." It was shown to the king, who said, "Yes, this is the one." The price of the pearl was discussed, and since goods were transported on donkeys and horses in the past, the man said, "This pearl will cost you 30 mules loaded with gold." The king had 30 mules loaded with bundles of gold and purchased the pearl from the man. Look at how much wealth came from the blessings of a single gold coin, and that was from selling only one of the pearls. The king took the pearl to an expert in this field, and the expert said, "One pearl alone will not bring out its true beauty. When a second pearl of the same kind is found, then its real beauty will be realized." The king declared, "Find another pearl, even if it costs double the price." The search for another pearl began, and it could not be found anywhere. Eventually, people returned to the same man's doorsteps and asked him, "Do you have another pearl like this?" He revealed, "Yes, I do have another pearl just like this, but it will cost you double the price." They bought the second pearl from him in exchange for 60 mules loaded with gold. From this incident, we learn not only the importance of serving one's father, but also that a small amount of wealth with the blessings is far better than a large amount that is haram and devoid of blessings. In any case, because the son served his father, Allah Almighty enriched him with unseen treasures. Subhanallah. A well-known parable is described in the Noble Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah. In Arabic, the word Baqarah means cow. And this surah mentions the story of a cow that was the most expensive cow in the world. People of the time paid for it by filling its hide with gold. And it was given to a young man who served and obeyed his mother. Due to his devotion and obedience to his mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him a cow, the likes of which was not found anywhere else in the world. The lesson to learn from these parables are valuable for both parents and children. Parents often say that they want to leave a lot of wealth behind for their children. You earn for your kids, build houses for them, and set up businesses. Yet, do you not think about whether you are earning for them halal or haram? Do you not stop and consider what kind of upbringing you are giving them? Remember, if you leave wealth for your children but do not give them a proper upbringing, they will use that wealth to commit sin. The punishment for this will fall upon you, as it was you who left the wealth for them. It is reported that Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, had a very little wealth as he left this world. Somebody said to him, "You have not left anything for your children." And he gave a magnificent response. He said that if my children are disobedient to Allah Almighty, it is not right to leave anything for them, as they will spend it on wrong things. And if they are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will grant them from His unseen treasures and make them self-sufficient and bless their sustenance. Subhanallah. Now let's discuss two things here. Firstly, we have righteous children who correctly use the wealth left by their parents. And secondly, we have halal wealth. Even if halal wealth is little, Allah Azza wa Jal places blessings in that small amount for the family. There are many examples in the world where millionaires leave massive businesses behind for their children, who embroil themselves in wrongdoings and cause the businesses to fall quickly. On the other hand, a poor man can pass away whilst his children are righteous. Allah Almighty then blesses them and their wealth so much that they surpass their father in businesses. One should seek halal sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that, O Allah, whatever you give, make it lawful, full of blessings, and replete it with goodness, and brimful with peace. Even if the amount of halal wealth one has is small, it still has untold levels of blessings. Many millionaires suffer from illnesses that mean that they cannot sleep through the night, whilst a poor man who runs a small stall, a small shop, he can sleep peacefully at night, and he prays 5 times a day, and his children are obedient. This shows tranquility of the heart is what truly matters, not the money. A father is like a tree that shelters his children and bears the heat of sunlight himself. He works day and night for his children. Subhanallah, he does all of this so his children can live and eat and sleep in comfort. We may not realize it, but a father sacrifices his own desires to provide for us and to fulfill our wishes. When a child insists on buying something, the father goes beyond his budget to make his child happy. This is what my father did for me and what your father did for you, enduring hardships to provide ease for you and I. If you sit under a tree, you'll find it to be cool in the shade, but from above, the tree itself is very hot. It's burning as it takes all the sunlight upon itself. Your father is an immense blessing given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is your father who held your hand and taught you how to walk. It is your father who always wants you to succeed. In this world, most become jealous and dislike seeing others' progress, but your father is the unique person who feels joyous when you succeed, because the bond between a father and his children is a selfless one. He will endure sorrows, but will not let his children feel the sadness. If you become demoralized or face difficulties, your father will reassure you and say, don't worry, I'm here for you. Even if he is worried himself, he may be under a lot of stress, but he does not let anyone at home know of the problems that he is facing. He knows that if he tells his wife, she will become stressed as well. So there is no benefit of worrying them. He endures it alone. Sometimes he takes a loan, lives a tough life, but never lets harm come to his children. A time comes when the child grows up and the father becomes old. Now it is the child's turn to look after the father. Remember, even if we serve our parents all our lives, we can never repay their kindness and sacrifices. They cared for us when we could not walk or feed ourselves. It was them who looked after us when we could not do so. It was they who clothed us. It was our parents who dug deep and raised us to become the strong people we are today. Now that it's our turn to serve them, we should consider it an honor and serve them wholeheartedly. Fortunate are those who serve their parents. Many parents do not provide that opportunity, as they spend their lives looking after their children and leave the world without anybody caring for them in return. Some say that they never even had a chance to look after their parents. Imagine, your father provides for you and your mother showers you with love until the very end, and they did this much. They did not give us the opportunity to serve them in return. Such was their level of affection. A great Nigran, a great devotee of the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari Hafizahullah Allah Ta'ala, he recalls his late mother and he says that I was in Baghdad when my mother passed away in Pakistan. My family told me that on the night she passed away, she made dinner herself. Even then, she did not give us the opportunity to serve her. She would pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah Almighty, do not make me dependent on anyone other than Allah Almighty," accepted her prayer. Now, who could be more unfortunate than somebody who can serve their mother or father but says that this old person annoys me? Oh, should I really spend so much money on my parents? Allahu Akbar, shame on such children who consider their parents to be a burden. It is a blessing for our wealth to be spent on our parents. After all, they spent on us their entire lives. Whatever we have, whatever respect, fame and wealth we have gained, it is all due to the blessings of our parents. And the father plays a significant role in this. Yet our condition is such that we do not even thank them. A mother feeds me, gives me something to drink, holds me close to her heart. She buys things for me. But who gives money to her? Who is earning and bringing it home? It is the father who is the pillar of the entire household. Yet, no one thanks him or understands the pain that he silently endures. He is the benefactor of the entire household and a sheltering tree for the entire family. That poor soul works hard, provides shade for us, favors us with his efforts, and whatever we have is all his. This is not just what I'm saying, this is what the greatest Prophet ﷺ said. Reflect upon this astonishing story and parable from the time of Rasulullah ﷺ. A son came complaining about his father to the beloved Prophet ﷺ. He said, "My father wants to take away my wealth." The beloved Prophet ﷺ declared, "Bring your father here." When he arrived, the beloved Prophet ﷺ asked, "Your son claimed that you want to take his wealth. Is that true?" The father said, "Please ask him what I do with the money I take. How do I use the money I ask him for? I spend it on hosting relatives and fulfilling the needs of my family and children." As this conversation took place, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam appeared and revealed that this father has composed verses of poetry in his heart but has not said them aloud. Ask him to recite them. Giving news of the unseen, the Prophet ﷺ said, "You have thought of poetry, you have not yet recited." The father exclaimed, "Allah always increases our faith and insight via your miracles." Before reciting his poetry to the merciful Prophet ﷺ, the translation of the poetry is, "I gave you food and carried your burdens from the day you were born. When you were little, you were fed by what I earned over and over. Whenever illness or sorrow came upon you, I stayed awake all night to look after you. My heart feared you dying, although I knew death is inevitable for everyone. My eyes wept as if the illness that affected you at night had struck me instead. I felt pain, grew restless, and was troubled. I raised you until you grew wings and reached a point where I hoped you would help me. But you repaid me with harshness and rude words. If only when you disregarded my rights of being a father, you had treated me as one treats his neighbor, at least then you would have cared for me a little." Hearing this, the merciful Prophet ﷺ began to cry before grasping the son's collar and announcing, "Idhab anta wa maluka li abika." Go, you and your wealth belong to your father. The greatest Prophet ﷺ said, "You and your wealth belong to your father." Today, When sons give money to their fathers, they say, Father, this is mine and that is yours. How much do you expect me to give? Why do you ask me again and again? Your father never said such things when he fed you. Instead, he sacrificed his own meals to put food on your plate. He cast his dreams aside to raise you. He rarely wore new clothes, but always bought for you new outfits and shoes. He brought you everything you asked for. Did we ever stop to think about the last time your father bought something for himself? Did he ever say, I really liked these shoes, so I bought them for myself? Maybe, really. Instead, a father says, I bought these for my son. I bought this for my daughter. I bought this for my wife. Parents are extraordinary people, subhanAllah. They do not live for themselves, but they live for their children. But when children grow up to disrespect their parents in return and verbally belittle them, imagine how much it hurts the parents. Books describe the respect of a father deserves like so. A son should stand before his father the way a servant stands before his master. Allah. When a father commands his son, the son should respond him by saying, Labbaik. This is the right and respect he deserves. Yet, today the situation has deteriorated to such an extent that the roles seem reversed. The son behaves like the master and the father like a servant. Now, when the father says, Son, I need some money, the son refuses by saying that I don't have any. Or when the father says, Son, come here, I need a favor, the son replies, I don't have time. How are we supposed to carry on with our life in such a disrespectful manner towards our parents? The hadith book proclaims that Allah may choose to delay punishment for all sins until the day of judgment. Yet, the punishment for disobeying parents is also given in the world during a person's life. As a result, if someone disobeys his parents, his own children will disobey him later. A well-known incident tells us of a young man who got married. His father was old and coughed frequently. His wife said, Get this old man out of the house. The son, willingly swayed by his wife, took his father and set off, intending to abandon him in a desolate place. The father said, Son, are you really taking me somewhere in this cold? At least give me a blanket. So the disobedient son, he brought his own young boy with him. The boy said, Grandpa, I will bring you a blanket. When the child returned, he had cut the blanket in half and brought one piece of it. The disobedient son, he asked his child, Why did you only bring half? The child replied, Half is for him, and when you grow old, I'll have to take you somewhere too. I'll give you the other half. Allahu Akbar. Disobedient son cried as he understood what he was about to do to his father. Allahu Akbar. His own children would do it to him later. In the past, we used to hear retirement homes, you know, were only in certain areas of the Western countries, but now they are everywhere around the world, be it India, Pakistan, everywhere. People are beginning to put their fathers in these places, old age homes. How naive. This was the gate to paradise, which you threw out of the house and put in a care home. When the father grows old and coughs, it annoys you. But have you ever thought of how you soiled your bed in your youth? Yet back then, a father never removed you from the house. Have you thought about how many nights your father spent awake during your childhood? A person only understands these things when he himself becomes a father. Then he realizes how difficult it is to raise a child. Nowadays, there are many facilities available like diapers and other conveniences. And we should think about how 30 or 40 years ago, when we were little, how did our parents raise us with such little money? Those who are young should remember there comes a stage in life when, after growing old, a person becomes like a child again, as if life has come full circle. Childhood, youth, then old age and childhood are at the same level. Just as a child does not understand things, an elderly person also struggles to understand. A child is stubborn, and an elderly person can also be stubborn. If a child's level of understanding is low, that of an elderly person will also decrease. We often say, how can a father be so stubborn? Do not think of him as a 60-year-old anymore. Think of him as a 6-year-old. When a 6-year-old insists on something, who argues with the child in this moment, in this age? Rather, you feel love for the child. If your father is 60-year-old, his level of understanding may have decreased. Now he deserves to be treated with love as well. When your father insists or does not listen, you should understand that your father, that you are talking to a 6-year-old child. By thinking in this way, serving your father will become easier, and it will be easier to understand your father on the other hand, and nothing he says will feel offensive to you. Usually frustration comes from thinking, why isn't he understanding what I'm saying? Or you may think, okay, you should refrain from getting angry. Yes, if these thoughts enter our mind, then at least refrain from being angry. Remember, only fortunate people, they have an opportunity to serve their parents. And only unfortunate people behave disrespectfully with their elderly parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to be obedient children to our parents. Ameen. Bijahi nabiyyil amin. Salli ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.